Hey, this is David Poe, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Accra, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show, and we have all sorts of things planned for you, songs and sounds and stories. WGXC's Randall Martin spoke with local band the Dust Bowl Fairies' Ryder Cooley, and we'll hear a little bit of that interview today. We'll also hear the national headlines from the Public News Service, the local Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate, and more. It all starts after Jason Martin and his song ends, and then it's time for the local news on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
This is the news. This is the network, network. On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network.
This is the news.
This is the network.
This is the news.
This is the network. Network.
This is the news.
There are a few school delays this morning. No closings, but there are a few delays. The Emma L. Miller Memorial School in Berkshire County is delayed 2 hours this morning. The Hunter Tannersville School District is delayed 2 hours this morning. There is no AM BOCES. And the Wyndham Ashland Jewett School District is closed, delayed 2 hours. So three delays: Wyndham Ashland Jewett, Hunter Tannersville, and the Emma L. Miller Memorial School in Berkshire County are your three school delays on Thursday, January 26th. Here are the WGXC headlines for Thursday, January 26th. Germany and the United States announced January 25th that both countries will send Ukraine battle tanks for their fight to repel the invasion from Russia. Donald Trump will be allowed back on Facebook after a two-year ban. The U.S. economy likely slowed, but still posted solid growth in the fourth quarter. The gross domestic product grew at a 2.3% annual pace from October through December, according to a survey of forecasters by the data firm FactSet. Kimberly Kaplan is resigning as Greene County's Director of Public Health. There have been a wave of resignations and removals of local public health directors, including in Columbia and Schoharie counties. Greene County lawmakers hold a public hearing February 6th on a proposed law to allow property tax exemptions for volunteer firefighters and ambulance workers. They hope to attract and retain firefighters and emergency medical personnel with the policy. And parking fees at the Albany Rensselaer train station will increase. The Capital District Transit Authority says the increases are the first for parking fees since 2013 and will apply to the garage and the three different surface lots and be effective April 3rd.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tunstall Studio Publishing of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in Accra with the WGXC Daily News for Thursday, January 26th. Go to the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these reports. Robert Gavin reports for the Times Union that Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin was acquitted January 25th following a jury trial of stealing $5,000 from his campaign and falsifying records to cover it up. The day-and-a-half-long trial led to a quick resolution. Jurors began their deliberations at about 3:45 p.m. and returned their verdict within an hour. The Republican former state assembly member's attorneys hugged supporters after the verdict was read, prompting applause in the small courtroom. McLaughlin thanked the jury, the judge, and his attorneys, Thomas A. Capezza and Benjamin W. Hill. He said his attorneys, quote, saw this case for what it was right from the beginning, unquote. McLaughlin had previously suggested the charges filed against him by the office of Democrat State Attorney General Letitia James were politically motivated. On January 25th, he thanked his family, friends, and his girlfriend, her children, and his children, and, quote, all the citizens of Rensselaer County who have supported me throughout the years. They know the good work that we're doing, and we're going to continue to do the good work, unquote, he said. McLaughlin, 59, would have been removed from office if convicted and faced prison time. James issued a statement following the verdict saying that while she is, quote, disappointed in the jury's finding today, I respect their decision, unquote. The two-day trial revolved around the issuance of a $5,000 campaign check to Richard W. Crist in November 2017, which a state prosecutor described as a crime secretly orchestrated by a powerful political boss through his, quote, bagman, unquote. McLaughlin's defense argued that he was simply paying Crist, his political consultant and currently the county's operations director, for a job well done. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that December 2022 unemployment rates in 5 of the 10 counties in the Hudson Valley and Catskills region dropped below the regional rate of 2.5%, according to data reported by the State Department of Labor. The regional rate decreased from the 2.8% rate in December 2021. Both Columbia and Rockland counties experienced the lowest December rate at 2.3%. Those counties were followed by Putnam County at 2.4%, Dutchess and Westchester at 2.5%, Ulster and Orange at 2.6%, Sullivan and Delaware at 2.8%, and Greene County at 3.0%. All counties with the exception of Delaware experienced lower unemployment in December 2022 than in the same month 1 year earlier. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Michael DeMasi reports for the Albany Business Review that Rensselaer city officials are currently in talks with a large property owner about a proposed $15 million hotel project to be located on the opposite side of the railroad tracks from the Albany-Rensselaer Amtrak station. The 110-room establishment would be the first hotel to be located next to the station, the eighth busiest Amtrak station in the nation. The station was assessed by 640,353 travelers during the 2022 fiscal year, according to preliminary figures. Brothers Bill and Bob Brayton bought the approximately 2-acre parcel about 6 years ago and later learned the zoning allowed for a hotel. Bill Brayton said the COVID-19 pandemic and other priorities delayed their plans, but they now want to press forward. Quote, we plan on putting up a hotel or at least getting it shovel ready, unquote, Brayton said. The developers are working with a surveyor and engineer and have received positive feedback from officials, but have yet to formally seek approval from City Hall. The Braytons recently acquired 3 adjacent city-owned parcels to allow for access to the site from Washington Street. The hotel proposal would include plans for a short pedestrian bridge to link that building to the Herrick Street Bridge that spans the tracks. Read more about this story in the Albany Business Review, and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org.
Hello, and welcome to the better weather for Thursday, January 26th. Local early morning temperatures range from 32 degrees in Skodak and Kinderhook to 37 in Ankrum. Regional average soil temperature is 35 degrees. We got snow reports in 1 inch in Olive Bridge and Catskill, 1.2 in Germantown, 1.5 in Austerlitz, 2.5 in Halcott Center, and 3 inches in Phoenicia.
3, 4, 3, 4, 9. I gotta pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers in this racket.
For the most part, the water table's doing okay, but areas to the south, like Ulster County, are still showing a deficit, so some more snowpack would be helpful. We're seeing a little bit of mixed, but mostly rain vacating the area this morning, early. It is expected to be out by dawn, but I'm seeing some stragglers on the radar, so bring an umbrella or wear a hoodie if going out this morning. high of 40 happens at noon. We get some wind gusts this afternoon. Expect unsecured tarps to fly away. Overnight, we hit 25 degrees. Then, tomorrow, we see a high of 39 and an afternoon with a little isolated rain. 27 degrees overnight takes us into a dry-looking Saturday with a high of 43. Sunday, the skies get gray and drop some mixed precip all day long. High of 41 is expected. Sunset today will be at 4:46 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:10 a.m. Looking way up, we see at 4:17 p.m. local time, asteroid 2023 BU will come as close as a geosynchronous satellite today, zipping by at 5.5 miles per second, posing no threat to us at 5 meters wide. Tune into www.virtualtelescope.eu to watch the flyby and see if it tags a bird or two. Solar wind speed is currently 485 kilometers per second at 11.5 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible till dark with mostly fair conditions below 60 megahertz. Overnight, some funkiness happens around the CB band. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 140, and this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
One speeding ticket, Columbia County.
Columbia County, everybody gets speeding tickets. How else do they pay for the roads to get plowed in the winter?
Thank you. That was 2022 new music from Chris Forsythe from Philadelphia. The song was called Experimental and Professional from his album Evolution, Here We Come, with Forsythe on guitar, along with Tom Malek, Doug McComb from Tortoise on bass, and Ryan Jewell on drums.
Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
It is about revenge. It's about appeasing the former president. All three of us have been a thorn in the back of the previous disgraced president.
Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota says it's not policy differences causing House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to keep her and other Democrats off select House committees. McCarthy plans a floor vote on whether to remove Omar from the Committee on Foreign Affairs, citing her previous comments regarding Israel. McCarthy says he'll also keep Representatives Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell from serving on the House Intelligence Committee in retribution for the removal of two Republicans from committees in the previous Congress after they promoted violent acts against Democratic lawmakers.
The so-called Fair Tax Act is unfair, unconscionable, and un-American.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says the GOP's proposed tax legislation is an example of the extreme MAGA agenda, which would eliminate the sole source of funding for Social Security. To win the Speaker's gavel, McCarthy promised a group of lawmakers a vote on legislation to eliminate the Internal Revenue Service and the U.S. tax system and replace it with a 30% national sales tax, though McCarthy himself says he opposes the bill. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky says conservatives and the House majority will not vote to raise the debt ceiling without significant budget reform.
President Biden says he won't negotiate over raising the debt ceiling. I have news for him. He absolutely will negotiate.
Paul says the greatest threat to national security is the national debt and that it will take compromises by both parties to balance the budget. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he is standing by troubled Representative George Santos of New York.
I do not have the power simply because if I disagree with somebody or what they have said, that I remove them from elected office.
McCarthy says Santos would be removed from his position should the House Ethics Committee find he broke the law after he admitted to fabricating much of his background. 2023 has already seen a record number of anti-transgender bills in state houses across the country.
The media calls it cultural war legislation, but to us in Oklahoma, we call it common sense.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt says his state's passage of anti-transgender sports and bathroom legislation is a roadmap for other states to follow. So far this year, more than 150 anti-transgender bills have been introduced in at least 25 states. Meta, the owner of Facebook and Instagram, has announced it will reinstate former President Donald Trump's access to the social media platforms. The company suspended Trump's accounts following the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, stating his post could potentially incite more violence. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We're in Mississippi and New Hampshire today, two states not known to be on the leading edge of democracy reform. Both states, however, are considering online voter registration, which improves access to voting for all citizens and is critical for young voter participation. Only 8 states remain without online voter registration, including Mississippi, New Hampshire, Texas, South Dakota, North Dakota, Arkansas, Montana, and Wyoming. Those states which have implemented online registration have varying rules, with some including online submission of documents and ID, and others using a hybrid system which allows the registration to be submitted online but still requiring a trip to the election office for verification. If passed, Mississippi's Republican-sponsored Senate Bill 2301 would allow qualified citizens with state-issued IDs to register and submit documents electronically, which would be reviewed by municipal or county officials prior to acceptance. It would also allow a voter to change addresses, update last names, and other maintenance items, again subject to the review by election officials. Similarly, New Hampshire's Senate Bill 70 would allow new voter registration, requesting absentee ballots, and requesting changes to name, domicile, and party affiliation in the statewide voter database, subject to approval by local election officials. We have links to articles and groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
You can find out about so many local events, like the traditional Irish music session. Every Sunday, there's an open Irish music jam
at the Shamrock House in East Durham from 2 to 5 p.m. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org and add your own event to the WGXC community calendar and have it read on the radio at 90.7 FM by going to WGXC.org and clicking on the community calendar.
All right. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Glass everywhere, people pissing on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise, got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back, junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage pails, used to be a fag hag. Such a dance to tango, skipped the life and dango. A silk on print to seem to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she can tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so did it. She had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Neon King Kong standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, call, I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Said, Daddy, I don't want to go to school because the teacher's a jerk. He must think I'm a fool and all the kids smoke reefer. I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear a shirt and tie and run with the creeps because it's all about money. Ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They push that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on the game. Stabbed that man right in his heart. Gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last glass jaw. Hear them say, you want some more? Living on a seesaw. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song of deep hate. The places you play and where you stay looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers. Driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you want to grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars.
burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turned stick-up kid, but look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a Maytag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused to serve like hell, till one day you was found hung dead in a cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold and your body swung back and forth. But now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Yo, Mel, you see that girl, man?
Yeah, man.
Yo, that sound like Cowboy, man.
What's up, fool?
Yo, what's up, money?
Yo.
Hey, where's Field and Raheem, man?
They upstairs cooling out.
So what's up for tonight, y'all?
Yo, we can go down to Fever, man.
Let's go check out Junebug, man.
Hey, yo, you know that girl Betty?
Yeah, man.
My mom's got robbed, man.
Not
what?
Again,
she got hurt.
When did this happen? When did this happen?
What's going on? Free. Don't nobody move nothing. Y'all know what this is. Get him up.
What?
Get him up.
Yo, man, we down with Grandmaster the Flash and the Furious Five.
WGXC's Randall Martin spoke with Ryder Cooley from the Dust Bowl Fairies.
And I have with me first up as one of my favorite people, as well as artists in the Hudson Valley. Ryder Cooley, are you there?
Hey, hi. Hi, Randall. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I miss you. I mean, I feel like we used to see each other so much.
Gosh,
at Club Helsinki, both live and virtual, and now I only see you randomly.
It's a crime. It's a crime against humanity.
So what's going on? It's a new year, and you're always doing new and interesting projects, and I know that you've been working on your music throughout the pandemic and throughout all the other things. Tell me, what is going on with Ryder Cooley and the Dust Bowl Fairies?
Well, Dust Bowl Fairies did work on a new recording in 2022, and it's just coming out. It's actually coming out today on January 24th, and it's called Carnival Dust. We recorded it at Club Helsinki, the old haunt for so many of us, and so appropriately, it did have a little bit of a Carnival Dust vibe while we were recording.
Nice.
But it was recorded right, you know, in the Hudson Valley, and you'll hear it's got a Hudson Valley sound to it, like a little bit sort of eerie, but also festive. So it's very localized, I would say, in a way. It also has a lot of, you know, influences from like klezmer music and Eastern European music. The lead instrument, as usual, is accordion, which is the instrument that I play. And we also have the singing saw, lap steel guitar with Ruby LaRue, acoustic guitar, John B. Wooden, bass, Liz LaJudas, Andrew Stein on drums. And we have one song with a guest musician, Michaela Davis, played harp on our song called The Changeling.
Very, very nice. Now, you are one of the hardest working women in the Hudson Valley when it comes to music. And even during the pandemic, you guys found venues, you played all over the place. You keep busy. What is your secret? I mean, a lot of people, aspiring musicians, you know, it's hard for them to find a place to play out any place. You play, you know, you play every place. You know, really, you are so busy. What's your secret?
Well, it's honestly like a mental health thing for me. I music makes me feel better. It helps me really deal with the world. It brings people together. You know, it brings the band together for rehearsals. It brings people together at shows. It's community. It keeps us connected. And that's what makes me feel okay, you know, just on a daily basis. So it's, in a way, it's like self-motivated, just trying to, you know, cope with this whole crazy world and all the stuff that's going on. Like, music is a real, like, it's healing. I really do think it's healing. You may not think that when you hear the music that we play. It, you know, it's on the dark side and kind of maniacal, so it's not exactly, you know, you're not gonna want to meditate to it, but underneath it all, it really is about you know, community and collaboration. And and we did do a lot of the virtual shows and the virtual open mic. You, me, and Cameron, that really kept me going, even though it was a big transition. And so I'm just so grateful for music and for all of us, you, Randall, and everybody in the community that's like kept things going, because otherwise, you know, we're just all sitting around surfing the web and watching Netflix or something, and that's pretty depressing.
Well, it is, and it's so easy to go down the rabbit hole, you know, on the internet, yeah, on almost any topic, and you take even something fun, and then by the time you get into it a little bit more, now it's become very murky, and now you're getting as, because you've searched something, now you're getting all of the rest of the information.
You're stressing
about stuff,
out,
and now you're stressed.
Yeah, all the stuff. And so, yeah, and it's not, I mean, ultimately, I feel like it's not very good, even just for our bodies, you know.
Yes.
Like, it's very physical playing an instrument, especially mine and a bunch of others, you know. Drums are a very physical instrument, and that's what you play, Randall, so you know what I'm talking about. It's like keeping our bodies going in this kind of very surreal virtual time. I feel like it's becoming very a disembodied time, and that's why I like playing instruments, acoustic instruments that you can move around with, and really it engages different parts of your body, and there's something kind of cathartic about it all. So,
well, you're absolutely, yeah, right, that music is so therapeutic. And I think that, you know, when I play, I know I always feel better. And it's a combination, because when you play and you got to get prepared for the gig, and there's always a little bit of anxiety, and, you know, especially if you're doing new music or you're doing different things. So, you know, you have to, you know, meet their expectations of that particular gig. But it's good energy. It's good energy, and it focuses you, and then you do it. And then the minute you start playing, like, all that goes away. And then you just kind of have...
Exactly. Yeah, there's so many rehearsals where, you know, some people, you know, walk in the door and they're dealing with all this crap or hard times, you know. And then we start playing and it's like, everything's okay. I mean, it's temporary. The rehearsal's going to end, or the show's going to end, or whatever. But we'll be back, you know. So it really does help, I think. And the way you can kind of experience that through the Carnival Dust songs, I mean, just keep in mind, a lot of the songs are very collaborative, a little bit more so than the Dust Bowl Fairies previous albums.
Okay.
We've got one of John B. Wooden's songs on the album, Clockwork Romance, and then there's a song that John and I wrote together called Medicine Show we wrote that when, like, kind of like about the vaccines, sort of tongue-in-cheek, you know, thing song. Lost in Time is a song by Dennis Herbert that he basically kind of wrote for me and to sing and play, and then I taught it to the band. So there's a lot of, like, overlap and collaboration going on with Dust Bowl Fairies. And Mike Schoonmaker, is the engineer. He was the engineer at Helsinki Hudson.
Yes,
and
Mike.
We're still collaborating. We're still working together. He's a spectacular audio engineer.
He is, absolutely. Shout out to Mike Schoomaker.
Yes, definitely. And then what, you know, Lost in Time was recorded by South Brooklyn Sound. So we, you know, we brought in some other people, Michaela Davis on harp and Joe from South Brooklyn Sound. So it's really been like team efforts, you know, and the music, it has some like quiet moments, but a lot of it you can really move around to, which is kind of what I was talking about with like getting back into our bodies and just like, I don't know, moving around and feeling alive. Cause I don't know. I need that. And I think other people need it right now too.
Well, you know, and you're absolutely right. I think that especially in this time, there's so much to worry about. There's so much that noise that you hear in society, so many other things going on that are important, but you know, it's just, it could be overwhelming, I think, at times. And music sort of, again, it focuses you on a particular moment in time in your performance and your music. I know you said it's a little dark, but like your music, it's like tongue-in-cheek, you know. It's playful. And you play with all these different themes, and it's dark, but it's a fun kind of music. And we're gonna play a couple of tunes. So I want to tease you on this. We're gonna play a couple of your tunes today.
Okay, great.
But before we do,
and
let's talk.
People like if you like the music, we've been taking a little hiatus from live shows, but we're gonna do our first live show of 2023 on February 18th, sorry.
Okay.
Saturday, February 18th at the Hudson Milliner Art Salon, which is on Warren Street in Hudson. It's a really beautiful art gallery and really great space. So that'll be a special night.
Well, before we get to the music, and I'm sure, all your shows are good. And for people who haven't seen you, you bring so much to the stage. And, you know, you bring an instrument, always interesting instrumentation. You bring, you know, just an assortment of musicians and tunes and songs. And often at Club Helsinki, you would actually do your aerial ballet, you know, not during a song. It would be its own thing, but it's just sort of a visual feast of entertainment that you present.
Thank you.
And you can't help but, you know, to pat your foot and go along with it. I mean, they always, you know, they're just sort of infectious, you know, your songs. When you write them, do you, like, what is your inspiration and how do you want the audience to feel when they listen to your tunes?
Well, I mean, especially with Carnival Dust, the new EP, we have really pushed that. We've really lightened up, I would say, just because, like, I don't know. I don't really want to. I mean, I can get pretty heavy-handed, and this is not a time for that, you know.
Okay.
I personally just need a cheer up, and so there's a real lightness to the songs, and like you said, tongue in cheek, like dark humor, and. I mean, they're really songs you can tap your feet, you can dance around to, you know, people come to the shows now and they dance, and that's just the best. It's like so nice to be doing, you know, live music and be in the room with friends and just have people dancing around. I think Dustbowl Fairies is really not in like a concert mode so much right now, more like a just come together and I don't know, just share space together and anything goes, you know what I mean? Like I feel like I've really let go of whatever's just going to happen is going to happen. And it's all like weird and wild and that's how we're just kind of like going, just kind of week to week rehearsals. If whoever shows up, you know, anything goes. And there's a kind of beauty in that. It's like, I don't know, like we really lightened up, and I'm trying to take things less seriously and just be playful and welcome other people to be playful too. And I don't know, do something creative while you hear the music, or just dance, or if you're driving, you know, try to picture a dusty old carnival and all kinds of strange characters who might be there, an old organ grinder, or you know, crazy clowns, bearded ladies, you know, all the characters who inhabit the carnival. I've always had this sort of circusy carnival theme to my work. So that's what I imagine when we're playing the songs.
Well, you know, when you describe your process, you know, it reminds me of, you know, times when I'm rehearsing or in the studio, and when you sort of let go and let the situation just be present in the situation, let it happen. Often that's when the, you know, literal and figurative magic happens. You know, it organically just happens, and then you get something that's wonderful, and you know, and it's even beyond what you were thinking, because like you said, you're not constraining the music with your intellect. You're just being free to play it.
Yeah, definitely. That's been going on. And I think also like trying to enjoy the process of things more, you know, like be in the moment, being present, you know, like at the recording, just try to have fun and enjoy ourselves, even though recording can honestly be pretty stressful. I feel like there's this myth, like you're having an awesome time, but a lot of times the pressure's on, it's expensive, it's stressful, you know?
Exactly.
So, but this recording that's coming out now is, we really had a good time doing it, and our people, we needed to have a good time, you know, like, no, we don't need extra stress from like the being in the band. We need the band to be like this sort of creative release. So I do think that comes through in the music, and you know what I'm talking about, totally, Randall. Like everything that you're saying is right on key with what, you know. You get it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And music's got to be fun. It is so much hard work, and people don't look at it like that, but it is true. If you're in it, it is so much hard work and exacting sort of grueling process that it has to be fun to sort of make it worthwhile. And we're going to
And after the pandemic, it's like, who knows what's coming next? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Who knows? So I think that's helped me to just like let go of things a little bit. And like you said, just anything goes.
Maybe to allow, pardon the pun, but maybe to allow yourself to go a little cuckoo, which is.
Yeah, a little cuckoo. It's definitely a little cuckoo. Yeah.
Which is coincidentally a song on your album that we're going to play. And we're going to play a couple, okay, but great, we're going to play that right now and give the audience taste of. And what's the album called?
The album is called Carnival Dust.
Carnival Dust. Okay. So this is Cuckoo from the album Carnival Dust from Ryder Cooley and the Dust Bowl Fairies. Here we go.
It's cold outside. We're trapped inside. We'd like to fly away. Spread our wings. The cuckoo sings. What day is it? Oh no, it can't be so. The hour draws near, but do not fear, my dear. We're going cuckoo, a little cuckoo,
cuckoo.
A cuckoo clock chimes all day while politicians pop their pale cuckoo. A little cuckoo, we prance up on the moon at noon around the door we swoon. Thank you.
the countryside, so cold I'm told, the ticking of the clocks. The clock strikes four, a tiny door, a cuckoo bird just roared. A poltergeist is picking lies from money's dirty poor, what for? We do not know, my dear old home. It can't be true, no, says the home. We're going cuckoo, a little cuckoo,
cuckoo,
a cuckoo clock that dreams all day while corporations get their way. A cuckoo, a little cuckoo. We lock horns, clasp hands, shawls, saw, shawls, and
that's just a little taste of Cuckoo by the Ryder Cooley and the Dust Bowl Fairies.
Can I do one? Can I make her a party? Yeah, Echo, you do?
Check, check.
But why do you need to make sounds on the radio, please?
Oh, yeah, we should make a sound when we do it. That's a good idea. Is there a sound you want to make? I'll do this sound while you guys read this. But you can do it like you hear the people say things on NPR. You listen to the radio, right, and hear how the announcers talk?
Just like adding quarters, you say 90. Just, can you read the paper first, now, Rosie? Check out that you can read the paper.
90.07 FM.
Here's a point.
90.7. Dash is going insane for your shaker.
Oh, good.
He's like, shaker.
Let's say it together.
90.7 FM WGXC Accra Catskill Hudson.
You want to say your names?
This is Echo.
This is Rosie.
You're listening to...
You're listening to...
Read the paper.
90.7 FM WGXC Accra Catskill Hudson.
Perfect.
Very nice, guys.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Renewable Weather Forecast for Thursday, January 26th. And we start each renewable weather forecast with the price of fossil fuels in Greene County. The Mobile in Caro has gas at $3.35 a gallon. That's the lowest according to Gas Buddy. The air quality forecast on Thursday is just an 11. That's very low. The UV index is a 2, which is on the low side, but kind of high for the winter. And then the water temperature in the Hudson River in Albany is 37.48 degrees. And over the past 10 years on January 26th, it's averaged to be 37.44 degrees. So it's just 0.04 away from normal today. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts partly sunny skies today with a high of 36 and windy. A west wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, increasing to 17 to 22 miles per hour in the afternoon, with gusts as high as 38 miles per hour for local windmills. Tonight should be mostly cloudy with a low around 22 and a west wind 8 to 18 miles per hour with gusts as high as 33 miles per hour. Friday, there's a 20% chance of snow showers after 11 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 33 and a west wind 6 to 9 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy is also the forecast Friday night with a low around 22. And then Saturday should be partly sunny with a high of 39 and a low around 22. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered radio for open ears.
Clap your hands, everybody, if you got what it takes. Because I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the breaks.